Tom King back here at Marathon Park. Crystal Waters is our engineer tonight. And still to come, we've got DC Everest boys basketball. The Evergreens taking on Marshfield. Chris Conley will have the call of that. But we are in our second intermission where the Evergreens lead the Lumberjacks by a score of 4-1. After a good start for East here tonight, you can tell that Everest just has a little bit more jump in their step now. After a slow, sluggish start by the Evergreens, they cranked it up in the second period and were able to put three goals on the board. Starting with Avery Allard, he scored at the 150 mark, even strength goal, and it was 2-1. 12:52 came the next goal. Alex Degner credited with the goal and the assist going to Brady Burrell. And the third goal of the evening scored by Matthew Yonke with assists from Alex Degner and also by Bryce Dively. That came at the 14:18 mark of the second period, even strength goal. Saves in the period for East goaltender Ian Corbett. He had eight for a two-period total of 23. And for Everest goaltender Michael Moe, he had seven, a two-period total of 13. 4-1 Evergreens here after two periods of play. Lumberjack Evergreen Hockey brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by Country Fresh Meats. Nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats, located on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And you still have time to vote for the top football rivalry in the country. The East-West Law Game is a finalist in that USA Today contest. And if, in fact, it is chosen as the winning rivalry, each school will get $2,500. And what you need to do is go to their website. It's USA Today, hss.com/vote/rivalry. You'll see the East and West logos. Just click on those, follow the instructions, and you can vote through tomorrow. I believe the voting goes until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So check that out. You can vote as many times as you want and see if the Log Game can become the top rivalry in the country in that USA Today contest. Both teams returning to the ice, and we'll get set to go here. Our next East broadcast will be Thursday night when the East hockey team travels to Park Falls to take on Shawamigan. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader Thursday night. And the Everest hockey team smash Thursday night. Chris Conley will have the call of that one down at KB Willett in Stevens Point. That will lead off our doubleheader on Thursday night. 4-1 Evergreens as we get set to start the final 17 minutes here. One thing you can say about playing on the Lumberjacks this season, you won't have any complaints about the amount of ice time you're going to get. Especially now with the injuries to two of their better forwards, Ben Feck and Nick DeBorny, both out with injuries. Evergreens win the opening draw. Go D to D with it. Tomczyk sends it ahead. And this is Plaza at center ice. Got it poke checked away from him. Still loose. Now it's grabbed by Landon Daniel. Daniel's going to carry it in. Makes a nice move. Splits two defenders. Centering pass. Oh, it popped up in the air. McGinnity couldn't get a stick on it. There's a shot. That got through. It's still loose. And now cleared out to the point. Held in by Holcomb. Holcomb will throw in a shot. That deflects to the corner. He's putting some pressure on here early in the third period. Puck slides to the boards. Held in again by Andrew Daniel. And now Everest will grab it. Brady Burrell looks to clear it. Now we'll skate it to the corner. He's got some space as East retreats a little bit. And the puck sets out of the zone. Grabbed now by Babiarz. He's being pressured. Now drops it off for Bruns. Bruns back near his own net. And now we'll circle behind it and look to attack. Long pass ahead. It's going to be way too long. That'll be an icing call against the Evergreens. Then we get a whistle. Lumberjack Everest Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. And Everest able to clear the zone. It's going to go the length of the ice again. It's going to be another icing call. They wave it off. Jack Knuckles will run it down for East. Slide it to the corner in the East defensive zone. There's a shot thrown in. That goes wide off the stick of Avery Allard. He's looking to clear the zone, and they will. They waved. Now they're going to call icing. They were going to wave it off. Instead, they decide to call the icing on the Lumberjacks. And icing is the call here with 15:30 to play in the third period. And the faceoff will come down in the east defensive zone. Going to be Landon Daniel taking the faceoff against Tyler Kaler. East wins this one. Comes along the boards in the corner. The Evergreens will try to grab it there. Now it's grabbed by Landon Daniel. Sends it all the way around the boards. And the Evergreens can't hold it. Knocked out of there by Andrew Daniel. Grabbed, though, by Allard. He runs into pressure. Puck loose at center ice. Now grabbed by East. They get to the red line. Jack Knuckles is going to carry it in. Got behind the defense. And with puck slides to the corner, centering pass. That's deflected by Allard. Everest looks to get it out. Big check right there. One of the Evergreens got dumped down hard. That was Austin Shiro who got nailed. Everest controls the puck, looks to break it out. And here they come. Tyler Kaler poked away at center ice. Landon Daniel's going to turn on the Jets. Gets behind the defense, shoots! Moe made a save on that. And Everest looks to clear it. They can't, held in by Sam Romanski behind the Everest net. Now the Evergreens look to clear it again. Can't carry it in. Can they get a shot away? Oh, they try to center it to Cravens, but it was up in the air. He couldn't get a stick on that. Evergreens send it behind their own net. Now Strasowski's got it. Centering pass is deflected away. Avery Allard trying to grab control of it and does. Now he'll send out to the blue line. Held in again, though, nicely by Romanski. Puck along the far board. He's keeping some pressure on in the offensive zone. Now the puck pops up in the air, held in at the blue line. Romanski takes the shot. That goes high and wide. Slides over to the near boards. Cravens will send it in, but then it's grabbed and sent out of the zone by Alex Degner. Everest trying to get a change. East wants to attack, but they lose the handle on it as Romanski lost an edge and went down. Everest will grab it. Dangerous pass in front, turnover in the zone again. Romanski shoots, Moe saved the rebound, shot still loose, and now the Evergreens will have a two-on-one back the other way. Here they come out of the zone. Bryce Dively shoots, that was blocked, and then Corbin made a save on it. Scramble in front, Moe made a save, the puck was loose. East had a couple of opportunities to get a stick on it, and they couldn't. It finally got deflected past the scrum, and there were two Evergreens out there that were able to grab it and then get a rush down ice. Dively got a shot away, but Corbett made the save to keep the score 4-1. Puck comes out to the point. They go D to D with it. Shot flicked in. Rebound in front. Still loose. Corbett was down. Now the puck knocked out of the zone. Everest goaltender had his helmet off. Now they get a whistle and a stoppage of play. He's down here without a helmet on. I think he's having a problem with his helmet, so he's got to go to the bench and get a new one here or get the helmet fixed. So they finally get a whistle and a stoppage of play. 13:15 to play here, third period. 4-1, Everest with the lead. And Moe will get a different helmet on. Obviously, it's going to be one that's a little bit weird for him because he's not used to it. He's trying to make it fit. Face off at center ice, grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Now backhanded into the zone. That's Stephen Martell, young player, freshman, getting a shift here, giving the East regulars some breather for a moment. Puck comes out of the zone. Everest back the other way. Sent behind the East net. Down into the corner. Trying to dig it out there. Chris Sackman for the Evergreens. Battle along the boards. It comes out and grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles sends the pass ahead into the zone. Andrew Daniel fights through a poke check. Now it's taken away and carried out back the other way by the Evergreens. Matthew Yonke takes it into the zone. Poke checked away from him. Here comes Andrew Daniel back the other way. Back check by Everest sends it onto the stick of Piscula. Battle at center ice near the far boards. Everest able to send it in. Centering pass, though, grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They'll send it out of the zone. Puck picked up at center ice, now losing it. Now we're getting an offside call. East needs to tag up. Craven's got caught off inside or offside inside the zone. Everest retreats and looks to get it out, and they will. They've got a man behind the defense. He can't get control of the puck, though. That's Plaza. Now battle behind the net. They try to center it. They do hit a goal. Corbett got caught out of position that time. Plaza kept on battling, got the centering pass, and the goal, I believe, is going to be credited to Brady Burrell. And it's 5-1 DC Everest. Corbett had to come over and guard the post while Plaza was trying to get control of the puck, fighting through a poke check. But nobody picked up Burrell on the opposite corner, and Plaza was able to get him the puck, and he put it away. And it's 5-1. Lumberjacks carry it into the zone. Battle along the near boards. And now East will carry it down. It's Landon Danil. Danil turns, circles, out to the opposite point. Held in by Knuckles. His shot blocked. Two Evergreens collide. Can they get it out? No, held in. There's a shot. Mo makes a save on that. And there's no rebound. Shot by Andrew Danil. Landon Danil was slicing in to look for a rebound, but it wasn't there. 11-13 to play here. 5-1 Evergreens. Faceoff is coming to the left of Michael Moe. Grabbed by Everest. They take it behind their own net. Avery Allard with it. Allard. Nice breakout, but it's too far. They're going to wave off icing, running it down for East. Max Pascula. There's a turnover. Puck comes in front, now slides behind the net. Goes to the corner. Everest controls it. Now East will grab it. Looks to clear it, and they do. Out to center ice. Landon Danil picks up the loose puck. Carries it in. Backhanded shot. Moe sticks that aside. And the puck grabbed by Degner. He looks to get it out. Held in, though, by East for a moment anyway. And then Everest clears it. Jack Knuckles will pick it up at center ice. Knuckles sends it ahead. Cody Krasowski will carry it in. Send it behind the Everest net. Degner will grab it, look to break it out, get the pass ahead. And now getting behind the defense, here comes Chris Sackman. Sackman, centering pass, they've got a man, and Corbett makes the save on that, and then covers it up. And you can just see right now that East is being outskated. They just don't have any legs left. Two Evergreens beat them down the ice that time, and Corbett had to make a save. Moe gets his original helmet back. It's been fixed. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Puck down in the corner. Sent behind the East net to the opposite corner. Out to the point. Shot thrown in. Right on the doorstep. Corbett down. Did he cover it up? I believe he did. As Everest had a player right there trying to pound that puck in. And the faceoff coming once again to the right of Ian Corbett. East Everest Hockey brought to you in part by Ministry of St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. They're going to send in a new Everest center. That's Brady Burrell to take the draw. Lumberjacks control it, send it to the far boards. Can they get it out? Yes, out to center ice. Everest needs to regroup. Burrell will pick it up at center ice and carry it in. Brady Burrell down to the right corner. Behind the net, fights through a check from Holcomb. Puck taken away, but one of the other Evergreens picks it up. Centering pass, redirected toward the net, but goes wide off the stick of Tomchik. Battle along the near boards. Held in, Plaza gets knocked off the puck, but he's able to hold it in. Puck grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They look to break it out. Turnover at the blue line and sent in deep by Seth Jaglinski, who's in there for a shift. He's looking to break it out. Diving attempt to get it out of the zone, but held in. Holcomb will try to dig it out of the corner. Now it's Gabe McGinnity. He gets it out of the zone to center ice, where it's grabbed by the Evergreens. Jaglinski sends the pass ahead, knocked in by Isaac Shiro. Everest playing their fourth line here for a little bit. And they send it into the zone behind the East net. 8:49 to play in the game. Lumberjacks look to break it out. Can Cravens get it out? No, it's held in by Everest. They knock it behind the east net again. Skating to the corner, Tyler Shubring in for a shift. Trying to dig it out of there. Eric Schumacher on the puck for East. Now it's flipped up and out of play by Sam Romanski, and we get another whistle. 8:21 to play here. 5-1 Everest with the lead. Three goals in the second period and one more here in the third. After scoring one in the first, it was 1-1 after one. Lumberjacks win that faceoff. And this is Jack Knuckles. He's going to skate it ahead, make a move, get to the red line, and try to send it in deep. Sent right back out by Avery Allard. Puck popped up at center ice. Knuckles will backhand it, try to get it in again, but Everest will send it in. Now a turnover at center ice. Landon Daniel. Now Andrew Daniel will knock it in. It'll slide behind the Everest net. Grabbed down there by Alex Degner. There's a shot, and Mo makes a glove save. High shot by Andrew Daniel from the right faceoff, just below the right faceoff dot. And the score remains 5-1. 7:49 to play. Still to come, Everest boys basketball tonight. The Evergreens playing in Marshfield. We'll have the game for you right here next. This faceoff is held in for a moment by Jack Knuckles. Now East will send it behind the net. Landon Daniel. Austin Cummings keeps it alive. Everest looking to break it out. And they will. Sackman sends it out of the zone. Now it's grabbed by King. Your defenseman getting a shift here. Landon Daniel sends it behind his own net to the opposite boards. Now knocked out of there by Andrew Daniel. Austin Cummings will dump it in, and he'll give chase. Cummings. As the puck knocked away by the Evergreens, they look to break it up, and they will. Get the pass to center ice. Jack Knuckles will grab it there, send it back the other way. But here come the Evergreens. There's a shot. Corbett couldn't glove that. Now he sticks it to the side. Everest picks it up behind the net. Still battling back there. Comes out in front. Knocked to the corner by Piscula. Nick Piscula knocks it away. And the Lumberjacks look to break it out. And they get it out to center ice. Cravens will try to dump it in. And here come the Evergreens back the other way. There's a shot. Forbid a glove save. And lucky he did, because he had a man right on the doorstep. We get a whistle here with 6:31 to play. Faceoff coming to the right of Ike Corbett. Or make that Ian Corbett, excuse me. Ian, not Ike. Faceoff comes to the far boards. Everest holds it in. Nate Bruns knocks it in deep. Slides to the near corner. Battle for it there. Everest sends it in toward the net. And it's fired out of there by the Lumberjacks. Cross ice goes off the skate of Landon Daniel. Tries to flick it in deep. Now Gabe McGinnity will knock it in. Grabbed by Bruns. He's got some space. Long pass ahead. Has a man behind the defense again. Here they come. Shot. Goes high and deflected up and out of play off the blocker of Corbett. Isaac Shiro got behind the defense. He's getting a little too far forward with their defensemen and letting people creep behind them. That's about the second or third time that's happened tonight. Corbett was able to get a piece of that with his blocker and deflected up and out of play with 5:55 to play. Everest controls it out to the point. Shot thrown in. That's blocked out on top. And the zone held by Josh Merchant. Merchant's a junior defenseman getting a shift here. Evergreens retreat to center ice. Then Babiarz dumps it back in. Lumberjacks send it off the boards and out. Everest sends it back the other way. Into the zone they come. Shot, that goes high and over the top off the glass. In the corner. Battle for it there. Everest gets it out to the point. Kane Gilroy tries to take a shot. That's knocked out of the zone. Battle along the boards. Cravens as it's sent behind the Everest net. Everest looking to break it out. And here they come. Long pass again. Here comes Plaza. And pump checked away nicely there by Jack Knuckles. Everest maintains possession, though. Shot put in, and Corbett makes a save on that. Aviar's got the shot away on the backhand, but Corbett made the save. And the score remains 5-1 with 4:51 to play here in the third. Face-off control by the Evergreens. They go D to D with it. Now it's poked away nicely, and here comes Andrew Daniel. Into the zone, Daniel. Goes behind the net, gets blasted into the boards, maintains possession of the puck. Sends it out to the point, Romanski. Romanski will send it down behind the net. Couldn't put that one on net as Everest's player was coming out to block it. Now the Evergreen's able to clear the zone. He's wasted an opportunity right there. Here comes Everest back the other way. Another shot and another glove saved by Corbett. And we get a whistle. Or was that a goal? I guess it did get past him. I thought he had not got the glove on it. It got over his glove and in. It's a goal for the Evergreens, and it's 6-1. Nobody was really jumping around and celebrating too much, and Corbett looked like he had the glove and the puck in his glove, but apparently not on the far side. And it is 6-1 Evergreens here, 4:22 to play. East wins the faceoff at center ice, and we'll send it back the other way. Everest looks to break it out. Grant Dennis got that goal for Everest. He holds the zone here for a moment. There's a shot that goes way wide, all the way to the opposite blue line, held in by Jack Knuckles. Puck slides behind the net. Big check back there. But here comes Everest back the other way. Skating around. Oh, big check at center ice by Cravens. As he got a running start on Ike Shiro, that might have been a penalty, but they let him play on. Cravens getting pretty feisty out there. He's got to watch it. I want to get a dumb penalty now. Krasowski backhands it ahead. Everest picks it up, flicks it in. That's Josh Merchant. Flick it in deep, and Everest will get a change here. Piscula battling down in the corner. Nick Piscula battling down there along with McGinnity. Puck is behind the east net. Battle for it there. Everest comes out of there with it. But now taken away by the Lumberjacks. Actually, they're going to change that goal scoring to Austin Shiro. Austin Shiro will get that goal for the Evergreens. 2:52 to play here. Puck loose at center ice. Lumberjacks go D to D with it. Everest sends it in. Now a turnover in the zone. Shot from a tough angle. Corbett got a piece of that. Puck loose in the corner. Centering pass comes right through in front. Now there's a shot. Corbett to save the rebound is loose, still loose, on the shot by Bruns. And now East is able to skate it out of the zone. Martel gets to center ice and dumps it in deep as East gets a change here. And Everest will look to attack again. Picking up the loose puck, Derek Tomczyk. Poke checked away from him. Now East will carry it in. Landon Daniel tries to make a move. It's deflected away from him. He's battling Bruns for it. Andrew Daniel has it. Ian Landon sent it out to the point. One-timer. That got through. Blocker save off the stick of Moe on the shot by Romanski. Puck is still loose in the East offensive zone. They get it out to the point. Romanski able to hold it in. Flicks it toward the net. Now it's loose. High slot, rolls to the faceoff dot, held in by Cummings. Cummings keeps it alive. Landon Daniel has it. There's a shot. Cummings takes a shot from the side, goes off the side of the net. Minute 30 to play here. Everest looking to clear it. Held in nicely by Holcomb. Slides behind the Everest net again. Cummings centering pass. Pops up in front, right in front in the crease. And we finally get a whistle. Cummings was digging for the puck. We didn't get a whistle right away. It looked like Moe had that cover, but it was a late whistle. And players are taught to dig for the puck. Oh, they're going to take Cummings off. Are you kidding? Or are they going to take both? There was no whistle, and Cummings was digging for the puck, and that's what he's telling the referee right now. It was a late whistle. Players are taught to dig for the puck until the whistle blows, and they're sending Austin Cummings to the penalty box. That's a bad penalty right there. He was digging for the puck, and the whistle had not blown yet. 1:16 to play here, regulation. The outcome's not in doubt. Evergreens are going to win this game. 6-1, they lead it. And they get an offensive zone faceoff here. Puck goes down on the corner, grabbed by the Evergreens. They control it. On the power play. Out on top. There's a shot. Might have been wide, but stick to the corner by Corbett on the shot by Kane Gilray. There's another shot, goes over the top, under a minute to play in the game. Here comes East back the other way, shorthanded. Jack Knuckles will carry it in. Knuckles behind the net. Knuckles lost the handle on it, poke checked away, tried to get it back. Now it's Everest with it. Out to the point, Cravens holds it in. Grabbed by Everest once again, 37 seconds to play. Krasowski takes that one away at center ice, flicked back the other way on net. Mo makes a save on that. Now he'll flick it high off the glass and out of the zone. 22 seconds remaining. Battle at center ice. Romanski fights through pressure. Now sent behind the net. And a big check, but the puck got out of the zone. Krasowski's got to run it down. Just 8 seconds remaining in the game. Puck flips up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Well, the Evergreens are going to start the week with a victory here. They'll win this game and then now take on Stevens Point on Thursday night. They were 1-1 in the Valley coming into tonight's game. A win over Marshfield, a loss to Wausau West. And this game will be over. And we'll take a quick timeout, come back and do a quick recap and get you set for Everest Boys Basketball. The Evergreens taking out Marshfield coming up. Back in a moment here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.